Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
PMH Atwater joining us to talk about near-death experiences, about the cultural resemblance and connection, about the messages conveyed to the individual who undergoes this experience. So we're saying, PMH, that perhaps when someone undergoes this experience, they need something, and whatever force is involved, God, heaven, whatever, they provide what they need to get on.
Well, somehow, some way, something is helping out with these experiences and ordering them in a way that will best fit that person's needs. Before, I wanted to give an example of this heaven and hell thing. I was giving a talk at a very large center. At the end of my talk, I asked those people who were in the audience if there were any near-death experiencers in the audience who never talked about their experience, would they like to come up to the microphone now and talk about it. And I had two volunteers, a man and a woman. The man was first. I would guess his age maybe to be in his early 30s. He talked about his experience. It was a very heavenly experience, a very beautiful experience, a very loving experience. There wasn't hardly a dry eye in the place. Kind of like the best of what you've ever heard on television or, you know, on the radio or TV. And when he was through, he shocked everybody in the room by saying this was the worst thing that ever happened to him. He felt cursed by this experience. He wished it had never happened, that it had ruined his life. Then this woman jumped up and talked about her experience. And it was very dark. There were terrible storms and thunder, raging wind, very, very dark. She was in kind of a whirlpool, water whirlpool, and she was being sucked down, and she had to fight her way to the shore. She finally made it to the shore and pulled herself out of the whirlpool. And that's when she revived in her experience. So hers was very dark, very hellish in that sense, or certainly very frightening. And she equally shocked everybody in the room by saying that was the best thing that had ever happened to her, that she felt blessed to have had this experience because it showed her that no matter what happens to you in life, you can make your way out of it. You can, you know, overcome it. No matter what it is, you can overcome it. So I caution everybody when they talk about near-death experiences to be very careful when you're saying positive or negative. Those are judgmental terms, and they don't apply. What I've seen with the thousands of near-death cases, you know, my workload is nearly 4,000 adults and children, is that when you're talking about heaven and hell, you're talking about the other side, and it seems to be layered once you get on the other side, sort of like a layer cake. There are levels and dimensions. Those that seem to go upward or a more finer vibration, we seem to call heaven or more desirable. Those that are more dense and heavy are what we call more frightening or maybe hellish. But what I've noticed with all of these cases is that there's no top and no bottom. This system, and I believe it is a system, works on choice. In other words, there's no way that you can be condemned forever in some kind of hell, just like there's no way you're going to float on a cloud forever playing a harp. This is a very dynamic, moving system that is based on learning, on surrender, and on choice.
Sounds like this incarnation, just a more of a graduated level. Like we're in kindergarten here, and when we die and move on, we go into first grade, which is similar.
Well, you go wherever it is you fit by the frequency of your vibration.
Now, how about that third experience that you mentioned, the one that lasted for quite some time? How did that differ from the other two, or what was it about?
Well, it certainly did differ. I was able to witness creation as it occurs. I brought that back. I was one of the few who could remember it and bring it back, and I wrote it down. It's in my book, I Died Three Times in 1977, the complete story. It's not going to cost you much. It's, you know, you can get it on, it's an e-book. You can get it on Amazon.com. And I go in depth about that there. But what was different about that one was when I was in this special dimension or place, whatever you want to call it, a voice spoke. Now, I was familiar with angel voices and guides and guardians and all this kind of thing long before I died. But this wasn't that kind of voice. It was big. It was thunderous. It was huge. You know, how do you put an adjective on that kind of voice? It was a voice so big that it filled the universe. And I called it the voice like none other. And my sense was it was from God. And that voice said, and I quote, test revelation. You are to do the research. One book for each death. It named books 2 and 3, not book 1. It told me what was to be in each book, or showed me what was to be in each book. It did not show me how to do the work or how long it would take. So when I revived, I had a body to rebuild afterward. You know, people get so excited about near-death experiences and the stories, and they don't realize that most of these cases come from violence or trauma. So you've got a body to rebuild afterward. And I had to relearn how to stand, how to crawl, how to walk, how to climb stairs, how to run, how to tell the difference between left and right, see properly, hear properly, and rebuild all my belief systems.
Let me interrupt, please, for a second. Okay, having to rebuild things, would that imply there was some sort of brain damage as the result of this third near-death experience?
I have no idea. The doctor never said that. I would say body damage. I had a lot of, you just have to go through a lot of therapy and exercises to get arms to work, to get legs to work, to get a brain to focus properly. And I did that day and night exercises for a year. And at the end of that time, I left Idaho, and that's when I began my research in the Washington, D.C. area. And I've been doing this research, as I was told to do, for over 33 years.
That brings up a very interesting point about duration. Now, I hosted a very interesting talk a number of years ago with a Baptist minister named Don Piper, who it's been pretty well documented that he was gone for 90 minutes.
Right.
And when he came back, he did have some, and still does have, some physical problems. What, to your knowledge, what is the record for someone like a child falling into a frozen lake? I know there's been cases over an hour, 90 minutes. What, to your recollection in your research, is the record for somebody coming back from being clinically dead?
Dr. Atwater, before you answer that question, we have to do our break. Let me just tell our listeners. We have PMH Atwater. She is someone who has had three near-death experiences herself. Amongst her books, Near Death Experiences, Rest of the Story, the big book on near death experiences. And when you check her catalog, you'll find she's written a lot of other fascinating books that you'll probably want to check out. And she's answering loads of questions about what happened to people. And now Chris's question, the longest death sequence before someone was revived successfully. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Paracast. Hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out asseenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 17.1130. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5369, $876.84 for a half ounce, or $438.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5369, $876.84, and $438.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have PMH Atwater, expert on near-death experiences and also someone who has experienced them, joining Gene and Chris on the Paracast. And now Chris posed a question before our previous break about the longest experience where someone was clinically dead before they came back successfully. What do you know about this, Dr. Atwater?
I'm going to give you a modern one and a historical one. The modern one is George Rodinia. He's Georgia. He's from Georgia. And his was documented 3 days in a morgue, and he came back. The other one, historical, is Walter Russell. We're talking, when was it, late 1800s, early 1900s? And his was 39 days and nights. When he came back, he was literally wholly mind. You know, just not, he just wasn't Walter Russell anymore. He was just mind. And it took several years for him to be able to converse properly, even to be able to hold a pencil. When he was able to converse properly again and be a human being, if you want to call it that way, again, he started writing. And he's written just incredible books. The Secret of Light, The Divine Iliad. The one that that just captures me is called The Universal One. It's all science. It's the periodic tables. He corrected the way that we have them now. He predicted black holes before anybody else. He was a correspondent with Einstein. And he just came back totally science. And he had been an artist before, a sculptor. He could still do that afterward. But he was into science.
How was that possible for a body to lie for 39 days and be able to be revived? Wouldn't you start having some sort of necrotic process occur? Tissues break down.
Plato talks about that in the soldier who was dead for 10 days on the battlefield. The body never corrupted. They put him, according to Plato, on a pyre to burn. And he came to, he revived on the funeral pyre. And with a very long, complex near-death experience, which Plato talks about. So, yes, it does happen. No, it does not happen very often. These are rare, but they do occur. How do we explain it? We can't. How do we explain a near-death experience? Well, there's a lot of doctors and scientists who think they can. Every one of their skeptical ideas have been overturned in clinical medical studies. There's not a one of the skeptical ideas about how we can even describe these things. Well, what we know now, because of four clinical prospective studies done in three countries, is that the near-death experience is absolutely real. That during these experiences, you can have vivid, detailed, checkable, out-of-body experiences, clear, enhanced consciousness, self-identity with emotions, cognition, thought perception, full use of your faculties, and intact memories when the brain is not working. Because of this great amount of peer-reviewed studies that have been published, we can now say today that the near-death experience is the number one phenomenon that scientists are now using to understand consciousness itself.
Very interesting. It just seems to me that it violates the laws of science to have a body lay there for days at a time and not break down. Of course, we do have the alleged 12 incorruptible saints whose bodies have, to varying degrees, have not degraded. I think there's one saint who was famous for preaching to a million plus people, and his tongue has remained, I guess, intact while the rest of him faded away. Of course, there's Maria Jesus Agreda. I actually was able to dig up the only known photograph of her. She looks pristine after over 300 years. Two complete scientific investigations done exactly 100 years apart were conducted on her, and they found no evidence of any sort of advanced necrosis in 100 years. So, you know, there are things, obviously, in our reality, many things that we scientifically can't explain. But this whole idea of being gone and then coming back, and this one particular instance that you're referring to from the late 1800s is absolutely fascinating. The guy comes back and literally it sounds like he's coming back with some of the secrets of the universe if Einstein's going to spend time to communicate with him. This fascinating stuff. I was not aware of this, and I'm sure many of
Walter Russell is incredible.
What was this guy's name again?
Walter Russell.
Walter Russell. I'm writing that one down. I'm gonna do a little research on this guy.
Yeah, the University of Science and Philosophy. He went on to found that, along with his wife Lael Russell, and do and indeed look up his books, his story. Mm-hmm. He was able to transmute metal, and this was conducted in a laboratory. You know, I mean, everything is documented.
Transmute metal. Now, what do you say?
Well,
lead into gold, like an alchemical?
No, it wasn't gold. It had something to do with lithium.
With lithium, okay.
Well, I don't remember all the details.
I'm definitely going to have to do a little research on that, because this is we're getting into rarefied realms here. Well, going back to your experience now. Correct me if I'm wrong. You were gone about 20 minutes, you figure?
Well, I figure, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm very curious as to, you know, how this has actually – obviously, you came back and were inspired. I mean, you were given a complete boilerplate instructions. I mean, life coach on where to go with your life at this point. Now, where would you put that as a key experience in your life? Would you say that was the experience that really put you on your path?
I came back with a mission, and I did my mission. I completed it. I did my work. There was absolutely no question that I would do the work, and I did.
So there was no judgment call. This is what I had to do. I'm going to do it, and that's it.
No judgment call. Nothing.
Okay, we're going to break here. We're going to break here. We have Dr. PMH Atwater joining Gene and Chris talking about near-death experiences. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Dr. P.M.H. Atwater, expert on near-death experiences, and Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we're exploring her experiences and how she decided her life work would be to talk about this to others. Now, what about your family here? Now, I don't know how much of your personal life you want to go into, but obviously someone's had near-death experiences and goes into that, we'll go into it. In your 30s, these happened at a time after you got divorced from your husband, right?
Right.
Okay. You're not remarried at all?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'm married now, and I've been married 32 years.
Okay. Now, your children, having undergone this experience and having wanted to do this kind of work, what did your kids think of it? Did they think, well, mommy's a little bit wacky here or what?
Well,
I mean, my son thinks I'm wacky, so I say that.
Years later, I invited each one of them to write me a letter. What's their opinion of what they went through with a very different mother? And my son, who's the oldest, and the youngest daughter, both wrote back and said that I was better, and they liked me better, and they loved me better, and that that it made me a better person. The middle child, the oldest daughter, was quite different. Her name is Natalie, and Natalie never walks into a room. She explodes into a room. So Natalie is kind of a, you know, kind of a feisty character. And, well, even before I asked for the letter, when I was, you know, going through my process of all that exercise and trying to get my body back and my brain back, and, you know, got to the point where I kind of felt like I did it, you know, that I was reasonably back and that I was, you know, kind of proud of myself for, you know, being able to do that. She came up to me one day with her hands on her hips, looked me straight in the eye, and she said, "Well, I like you better now than I used to, but I miss Mom, and I want Mom back." Well, you know, we both looked for her. I don't know what happened to that woman. We never did find her. So her letter to me was long, with various kinds of complaints that I wasn't Mom anymore. And then at the end of her letter, she said, "Well, Mother, you really are okay. I guess it's my turn now to change like you did." so that told me there was some kind of healing that occurred.
What do you wish for, girl?
I mean, if it takes time to change,
there's got to be a better way. Maybe somebody will come up with a workshop or something.
No, I walked out on my life. I did. The oldest went on to go to a cruise school aboard a square rigger in the Atlantic Ocean. My daughter went to college. The youngest went to live with her father. So I was left alone, and I sold or gave away or stored everything I had. Sold my house, walked out on my life, quit my job, and sort of meandered across the United States in my little Ford Pinto, fulfilling all of my childhood dreams and wishes. Wound up in the Washington, D.C. area, went to work there, and it was there that I began my research and settled down and did my work. And again, there was no thought of doing anything else. I mean, this is what I was to do. This was where I was to do this work. The first 2 decades, I worked a 7-day week. And I averaged about, somewhere between 11 and 12-hour days. I was absolutely obsessed with what I was doing. I'm a field worker. I did most of my work in the field, meeting the people on the spot. Remember, I'm a cop's kid, so whenever I could, I would get into the family. I would have sessions with the family as well. With the health caregivers, with the neighbors, with the co-workers, with the children of, I had lots of sessions with all kinds of people, not just the near-death experiencer, because I wanted to know how real it was for them.
Yeah, so you're talking, these are all people in addition to the 4,000 case studies that you did.
Sure, but nearly 4,000, absolutely, absolutely. My dad was very clear. He said, the body says more than the mouth does. So I spent a lot of time observing people and watching people, watching the body, the various joints, the various movements, the eyes. I did very few questionnaires. Most of my work is person to person or group to group. And like a good police officer, you know, if there's an accident and there's four witnesses, you cannot go up to them and say anything except, did you see anything? If they use the word car, then you can. If they use the word accident, then you can. You cannot use words in advance of your subject. You cannot do that.
Oh, that's called leading the witness. That's pretty
absolutely
basic for investigative purposes, yeah.
Yeah, you bet. And that's the way I did my work. And if you're working with children, your eyeballs, your eye cannot be above theirs. Your pupil cannot be above their pupil. So if they're small, then guess where you're doing most of your work? You know, on your belly or laying down. Worked a lot with kids. By the way, anyone can have a near-death experience, including pre-birth, including birth trauma, including in the vagina as the child is being born, including afterbirth, toddlers. Anybody can have a near-death experience. With the little ones, when they're old enough to have language, they will talk about it or act it out or draw it.
Now, that's fascinating. Okay, let's go into that a little bit. Okay, so a child years later, after having something happen to them before they were born or when they were very, very young, begins to recall it. In what fashion does this manifest itself, this recollection?
Well, usually the child will try to talk about it. They'll talk about angels or light beings. Usually they talk about the people. Little ones don't have the word angel. So they'll talk about the people or the light that talks to them. So they, you know, depending on their age, they'll have a different term that they use. But with kids, you know, it's just, for instance, half of them in my research base with kids, my book on this is The New Children and Near-Death Experiences, where I go in depth about children. Half of them in my research base could remember their birth. And in those cases where I could get back with the mom or the dad or maybe an aunt or an uncle, I never found an error. They were absolutely right. In those cases with pre-birth memory, one-third in my research base with kids had pre-birth memory, and that traced back to about 7 months in utero or the third trimester. And it seems like, you know, about the time when the so-called fetus can feel pain, that's also when the brain kicks in. And these kids come back telling their parents what they said when they were still in the womb and shocked their parents. If you'll get to my book, The Big Book of Near-Death Experiences, you'll notice there's a section in there called Womb with a View.
I'll tell you what, that's a title. I love that title. That's
womb
great.
Womb with a View. These kids can see outside the womb. They can hear.
We have a lot more to cover with PMH Atwater on near-death experiences, even before some people were born. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we are covering near-death experiences with PMH Atwater. And we'll be asking Dr. Atwater, I guess in this segment, more about those who recall things happening to them in the womb. Now, this gets to be kind of a moral question here, but what is your belief, and you don't have to go into it if you don't want to, about when life begins? And this is the whole abortion debate and everything. When does life really begin? When there's consciousness or some remembrance of what happened or what?
Well, what we hear from adult experiencers as well as children is that they are very much alive and aware and conscious before they're even conceived. And that many of them choose their parents, choose their DNA, choose their characteristics, choose their hairstyle, whether they'll have a handicap and so forth. There
they
are
choose
a number
this.
Of
how?
Cases about this.
How so are they choosing this?
Yeah, that's
because I'm going to basically I want to second guess myself.
In spirit form, I guess.
What was your excuse, Gene?
As I said, I want to second guess myself, and I got to think about your excuse. I got to think about your excuse. Why did you end up as you did? We understand Dr. Atwater. She came out pretty well, all things considered. But, you know, I have to look at myself saying, gee, how did I come out this way? I mean, my son is perfect, so we know there was no question about how he came out. But with myself, okay, but they're choosing themselves. How do you remember doing this? What kind of awareness would you have?
They remember this in their near-death experience. They live this again in their near-death experience.
Okay, Dr. Atwater, just so that I'm clear here. This information that you're referring to is not a general sort of statement of fact. It is based on recollections brought back from NDEs.
Right. Everything I did is based on my research.
Okay. I just wanted to get that clear because I was a little confused there. Because it would be very, very hard for me to believe that there is any way to determine those things scientifically unless they're brought back in some sort of subjective way.
Right. It's their testimony, their narrative about their experiences. There were not that many who talked about preconceptual knowledge and awareness, but there were a lot of them who talked about that awareness once they were in the body, once they had been conceived, and they're in the uterus awaiting birth.
Now, I want to ask you another left-field question here. When people have a remembrance of something before they're born, is there no possibility this is some kind of bad dream, good dream, illusion or something?
I can't make that kind of judgment. All I can do is speak to what they tell me, what their parents tell me, and step back in awe because, I mean, this is just quite incredible.
Now, for those who have supposed remembrances of near-death experiences before they were born, is there medical evidence that they actually, for a brief period of time, were clinically dead in the womb?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you can explain that further. And then, so, in other words, like a child will draw something,
well,
and then the parents will check it out?
I give an example in my books. One particular child, now this is closer to birth, the mother, there was no more heartbeat, the mother went to the doctor, this is weeks before the child is due, went to the doctor again and again, and finally the doctor said, this is a stillborn, we're going to have to induce labor and get the, you know, and get the baby out. So she came home, told her husband. Her husband went in an absolute rage, was gone for a while, came back absolutely drunk, picked up his wife, threw her across the room and into the corner of a wooden table. It ruptured her stomach, her uterus area. She was rushed to the hospital. They delivered the supposed baby, a lot of hair on it, didn't even look like a real baby. They just sort of shoved it over to the side and spent all their time with the mother trying to save the mother. And then after they saved the mother, they noticed that this little heap that they kind of cast to one side began to breathe. So they went back to the parents and said, you know, apparently this thing is living after all. May we conduct medical experiments? Both parents gave permission because obviously what they called the thing wasn't going to live. So go ahead. And, you know, when push comes to shove, that's probably the best decision that could have been made in this case because they were able to revive this baby and the baby survived. And when that child was a little girl and when that child was 2 years old, and by the way, the father determined in his mind that this was a boy, that his wife had killed his son, and that's why he was so enraged and tore up the house and threw his wife across the room. Because in his mind, in his very drunken mind, he concluded that his wife had killed his son. And the reason none of this was reported, the drunken father beating up his wife and throwing her across the room, is because the doctor was the father's drinking buddy. So it was never reported to the police. So we're going now to a time when this child, this little girl, is 2.5 years old. And there's kind of like a family get-together. So this child, who by now has a library card and is reading advanced books, and speaking in full sentences, remember I told you about the increase in intelligence afterward, especially with children. In her case, this was certainly so. At the age of 2.5, in front of everyone, she went up to the father out loud and repeated every word he said to her mother before he threw her across the room. She described the room. She described everything he did in the room, colors, furniture, placement, everything, every word he said to her mother. He was so shocked.
Wow.
And everyone in the room was so shocked.
That's paranormal.
No one could say anything.
That's truly amazing.
It happens again and again. Especially
wow, so you have other cases that can back up this sort of precognition?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. What do you think we're dealing with here? You know, we've heard all our listeners are pretty up to speed. We have a real interested and proactive audience out there on the Paracast. A lot of folks really do a lot of research on their own. And the term Akashic Records, I'm sure, comes up in people's research from time to time. Do you think that this is something, that there's some sort of pool of data and feeling and sensation out there that we all sort of belong to, and during these periods of trauma, we're able to somehow access some sort of amorphous library of information, sensation, that sort of thing? Or do you think these are all just individualized experiences that have no connection with some greater whole?
What I think is we are witnessing the will of the soul. We're talking about the soul here, and it has its own will. We're not talking about a personality. We're not talking about gene. We're not talking about PMH. We're talking about the soul of gene and the soul of PMH. And that's what seems to reveal itself, and these experiences then follow along with what the soul wants in its growth, in its learning, whatever it needs. And that it's that
I'm hearing it's an individualized thing. This is not some sort of...
It's individualized, but it's also part of the greater group, if you will.
And if you have a comment or question about the Paracast, please write us. news@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com. We want to hear from you. We have PMH Atwater joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.